HKX, mobile.
KX and 0TR.
How are you, Miss Bernice, today?
Pretty good. She had a eye appointment that went good, and we went down to Aldi's. Aldi's got hamburger on sale for $2.39 a pound, and she likes that fattier hamburger for making hamburgers taste better. And finally made it home after waiting in the doctor's office 2 hours.
Having a good day, and yes, the fattier hamburger makes a better hamburger to me also.
How much is hamburger a pound normally? $3.49 to $3.99, so $2.39 is cheap. And I got a half of an oatmeal cookie in my mouth. Sorry about that. And yes, you can stop by tomorrow.
Make it a point to stop by tomorrow afternoon then.
Well, that'll be fine, bud. It's hot out there, 86, and it feels like 92. Now, my weather station's out in the sun.
I say it's about 85 over here in TR.
If you're in the Northland. Oh, I'm just sitting here chilling out, not doing much. I talked to Dave, W4DJW, this morning, and then talked to Rusty, and then I heard the guys, CBA and Dave and them and the other Dave having a conversation, but I didn't want to interrupt it at the time. We were just coming out of Aldi's. I'd like to go out there and mow the grass, but I don't know, Patrick, unless the clouds come over, I think I'm going to hunker down.
Well, this might be the last chance to get to mow it until sometime middle of next week.
Without saying that, you know.
It'd be nice to have a dry weekend.
Sad. But you know, in my lifetime, I think almost every Memorial Day it's rained. Something about it. Kind of the same way around Easter, isn't it?
Boy, that's for sure. But I'm just glad I'm not in control of that. That way I don't have to put up with everybody complaining about it.
Memorial Day, back up there in a little town in Kansas we lived in, they put out 100 and some flags along the road into the cemetery there, and it just seemed like every time it had to come a rain and just ruin that for them, just about, you know. And there's a lot of work in putting out all them flags.
A lot of work taking them up, too.
Patrick. But, oh, we've thought about going back up into Kansas, but it's just too much for us anymore. 935 miles to home.
It's a little more than a day's drive.
And I said I'd never do it again. Now, we've been back a few years ago, but we flew back. But boy, those seats in those airplanes now, they got them down to where it's like being in a cattle car.
That's how come I don't ever care to fly again. Ship like herded like cattle and ship like a sardine.
It's business class or first class. I've never had that opportunity.
I'll pass. I like to drive, so I'll just take my extra time and drive.
But not anymore. People, they just don't have any patience. They're crazy. Road rage, all kinds of stuff. We had a van almost run us clear off the road one time. I forget. You remember where that was at, Bernice?
No.
I don't remember. But he did it on purpose, too. And I don't know. It's just scary out there anymore. But not much you can do about it. It's a different generation.
Generation, and it's not always the younger generation that's being that foolish either. Some of your generation and my generation are doing it, and I can't figure out the reason why they're doing it.
That. And we had crazies back. back in our time, too, and they usually wound up in that cemetery with all them flags. But no matter where you set the speed limit, it just don't seem like it's enough. And down here is the worst I've ever seen in my life. Everybody speeds some, but not running 90 and 100 miles an hour. That's just, I guess they think they're NASCAR drivers or something.
I do see a lot of it down here. Up around the house, you can't see that very much because we don't have long straightaways where you can do it. But then we see the evil Knievels that think they can pass on double yellows in a blind curve.
Yeah, I come by here every day. I'd say the average is 50 miles an hour past here. And when they're coming down that hill at times, they're 70, 80, 90 miles an hour coming down there because they rub the bottom of their car.
I was thinking there was somebody that doubled with you there, Tom, but I could be wrong.
EK5WLO, good afternoon, guys.
Oh, good afternoon again, Leroy. What are you up to now? I'm talking to old Patrick up there.
Good afternoon again, Tom. Yeah, you was making comments about the speed. Way down to Boulevard, where you were a little while ago, down around the Taylor's Fire area, that's you can hear them crank it up as soon as that light goes green. It's like a drag strip. Also, by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, Tom, but the toll roads in Oklahoma has just recently went to 80 miles an hour, and Texas went up to 85.
Anyways, don't you, Patrick?
Turns out you're on Whitehorse.
White Horse every day, according to Fox News. Go ahead, Leroy.
Like at least once a week when I was working EMS, we had a fatality out there on the White Horse Road area, especially up around the Berea. Someone crossing the street get tagged.
Where I was at, Leroy.
Back that way.
That's a good one, Patrick.
DR a few minutes ago when you signed on. I'm sitting here at the house. We're doing a little bit of work in the room and got to meet some people for lunch here about another half hour or so.
Yeah, I finished up my day down here in Berea, so I'm making my way down that way. I'm coming up on Ferris Bridge Road now, the 15th deadliest intersection in the nation, and I got two of those morons that we were just talking about buzzing around me.
Patrick, up in TR?
In TR and Berea, around Ferris Bridge Road.
Bridge, F-A-R-R-S, I know where you're at.
Sorry, I get it confused.
I'm down towards the hospital. No problem, it's not the first time it's been called up.
They put up a road sign on it.
It would be. It's been missing for a while, and they need to replace it. Anyways, I'm going to get out of here. I know I heard you talking about temperatures a while ago. I'm showing 86 here at the house in Taylor, so just off of Main Street near the fire department. So y'all have a good afternoon. Patrick, you stay cool driving around there. And Tom, you may want to hold off on mowing the yard until maybe a little bit later in the afternoon, getting close to dark. So anyway, 7-3, guys, KA5WLL.
Thank you, Leroy. That's your tip of the day, and I think I'll take it. Yeah, it's 86 here, 60% humidity, and feels like 90, it says on my little weather station. And that looks like quite a fire department they're building down there at Taylor's. That ought to be fun getting on that traffic for them. Maybe they'll put a roundabout in the middle of Wade Hampton. They're going to goof it up anyways on down there towards Church Street. Oh, man. If they did anything intelligent, it'd be out of character. Take care, Leroy. Go ahead, Patrick. Miss Enderell TR.
Leroy, KO4HKX. And Tom, you need to look up what they're projecting to do with Wade Hampton. They're going to take the turning lane out and put a grassy median in and put places for trucks to turn or make U-turns. It's going to be interesting.
Plant trees and bicycle lanes and make it more city adaptable than industrial adaptable that it is now. That traffic down there now is getting to be like Woodruff Boulevard, and that'll just be worse. You will see some road rage after that.
How you gonna make a U-turn when traffic's nonstop?
And it is nonstop anymore. Heck, this 101's bad enough, you know.
So they got some kind of plan, though. They just don't bother to fill us in on it till it's too late.
Taking away lanes sure ain't gonna help. They need a four lane on 101 coming up this way, all the way up to wherever it goes up there. Up to Highway 11, I guess. And, you know, that ain't gonna happen.
Past O'Neill's there and the little Citgo station, traffic starts to die out. I drive up through there every Thursday now.
On up north, it dies down some, but I had a motorcycle pass me up there not far from Highway 11 coming back. There's an abandoned grocery store. It'd be on the east side of the road, right on a corner. There's kind of a slanting curve goes into it. And I was coming up the hill from the north, coming back from the wireman. And double yellow line, and I didn't even hear him coming. And it was just like that. And he went around that corner. He had to be running over 100 miles an hour when he did that. And just before he made the turn, a car come over the top of that hill. Now, it wasn't real close in his defense, but it was absolutely insane what he done.
Well, Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and I will talk to you tomorrow if I don't talk to you again. But I'm getting ready to pull in at my next stop, so I'll have to say 7-3. But good to talk to you, and have a great day, KO4HK.
Okay, yep, go do something here. I'm sitting here watching In the Heat of the Night. You know, the more modern shows. KO4HKX and 0TR Clips.